Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By, and we have got another hour of amazing talk radio. Why? Because Dr. Friedemann Schaub is in the house, and I just sent Benny some clips that fill in that perfectly fit with today's conversation, and I'm going to explain why after I introduce Dr. Friedemann to everybody. Today, the show asks a very important question. This question is so important. I'm always amazed how Dr. Friedemann picks these topics. I really am. I'm just always amazed how he picks them at a very time in my life and probably all y'all's, but at a very important time when this question became hard to answer. Here's the question. Do you dare to live life to the fullest? Do you dare to live life to the fullest? Dr. Friedemann Schaub is joining us here today. And let me introduce him so you know who he is. So for those of you, he first of all has been a regular on the show for a number of years now. He is probably one of the most requested return guests that I have on the show. Hopefully I'll be able to convince him someday to host his own show. And that's probably going to be when he answers this question. Do you dare to live life to the fullest?
Good job.
But he is the founder of Cellular Wisdom, a personal breakthrough and empowerment program. He's been doing this, you know, this is, I used to say this 2 years ago. He's been doing this for almost 20 years. He's practiced and researched as a physician and a molecular biologist. And so what I'm really talking about when I introduce Dr. Schaub is that, you know, this is somebody that has discovered the mind-body connection, mind-body-spirit connection. But more importantly, the discovery had to be more than a discovery. It had to be the way that he lived his life. And so he's talked about how his career began, you know, as an MD and what that was like, and now moved to this place where we are today, where he has an incredible breakthrough, powerful, by the way, personal breakthrough and empowerment program that helps people across the globe. And we were just talking about, and a few minutes ago, how Skype has really made everything that we can do really amazing. We can talk to India, we can talk to Germany, we can talk to other places across the globe and help people. So the arms that we have as healers, and Dr. Schaub in particular, his arms have gotten very great reach because the program that, you know, he works with and many different ways he works help people move beyond anxiety, depression, post-traumatic stress disorder, chronic pain. We've had people on the show where we've talked about addiction. We've talked about how we can let go of the past. And we've also talked about the power of emotion. So today, he's taking on one of my favorite topics, and that is, do you dare to live life to the fullest? And so thank you for joining us here today. I love this question.
Me too. And
It's a big one.
It's a big one and a big... I think it's a question we don't ask, you know, often enough,
unfortunately. Do you know why? Do you know why it's been hard for me to ask that question?
No.
Because I lie about the answer. No, I'm serious. You know, if you ask, and I can't say that about my life right now, but I know that when you ask a question, do you dare to live your life to the fullest? You're going to come up with the answer no, quite a bit.
And that's a lie.
But then you don't know. No, that's the truth. But then you don't know what to do with it. And that's why I'm excited about today's show.
Yes. Yes.
Because we can't just leave people with, do you live your life to the fullest? And the answer be no.
Okay, let's play music then for the next 59 minutes.
Okay, wait a minute. We are going to play something. I would like you to hear this clip. Because when I saw that you had this topic today, I always have to ask myself, what if he asks me this question? Because you've done that to me before. And I thought, honestly, today, I'm stretching myself more now than I ever thought. I thought my doctoral program was a stretch. I thought doing this show was a stretch. I thought coaching people was a stretch. But launching a new talk radio network was a stretch. But what I'm finding is the greatest ease and grace with something that was so meant to be. But here's one thing that I'm stretching on, because honestly, there aren't enough people to launch the bigness of what we're doing. So Valerie and Benny, of course, have, you know, worked on promotions, and I've come in on Saturdays and work, but I didn't really have a team to do that. So I was left to my own devices. This is what I came up with. Do you have the clips?
Well, I don't know which one you want.
Bossa. Play the Bossa one.
Okay.
This is me living life to the fullest in my own little home studio, not having a clue about how to do something like this. TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time. So I had a moment this weekend where looking at this question, what it means, and I want to ask you about this. I had to have a moment of laughter. Uh-huh. I had to have a lighter moment about what we were doing, because answering this question about living life to the fullest or thriving sometimes gets to be so heavy. So the question is, why did you come up with this question for today, and what does it really mean?
Well, you know, you ask the question, how do you always come up with these topics? And and basically, it's, you know, I just look at my life and I realize, you know, there are things that are right now up for me. So whatever I talk about is pretty much also what I need to, you know, wrap my mind and wrap my heart around. And it's actually pretty sad because, you know, as you know, my mom just died.
Yeah.
And so my dad died in April and my mom just passed away 2 weeks ago. And what was so interesting about her passing was that, you know, as a physician, I saw many people die. Well, not necessarily because that was my fault, but, you know, I saw people die. But when you see your own mother die, and when you actually are a part of it, and when you are actually a person, you know, who is just watching this life slowly leave a body and, you know, just the last breath is taken, there are a lot of things that come to your mind. I mean, it was a 5-day process, you know, 24 hours sitting by the bedside. And there were a lot of things that just came to mind about what is life really? And are we really living our life the way it was meant to be? Or are we buying into the survival and not into the thrival meaning of life? And so I really had, you know, the opportunity to consider also my life. What is my life? Is my life really the life that I want to live? Do I live it to the fullest? Is this really all? Or is there more? And are there little steps for each and every one of us, including myself, that we need to take to bring more meaning into life? And meaning is not only about the purpose. You know, I think what you're doing with your new network is amazing and you fulfill a dream. But it's often that people are chasing after a dream and they have that dream finally reached and then they go off to the next one. And in the meantime, they have been still in the race and they have never really stopped. And, you know, my father was one of those who really followed a lot of dreams. And at his funeral, his colleague talked about how he was known to really go for it and not let anything stop him. But that was a problem. He didn't stop. He didn't actually just enjoy life. And I think at the end, if you ask my dad, was it a fulfilling life? I don't know really. I didn't ask him this question, but I'm not really sure if it was, because I think it was a lot of accomplishments. But was it really a lot of also just enjoying, savoring it, engaging in it with a heart, with a mind, and with his body? Or was he, you know, more like following again all these dreams and ideas that he had? And so I want to today talk about very specific, and, you know, you can write a book and talk a whole week about it, but very specific steps that help you right now without having to have the answer, oh, what's my purpose or what is my big dream? Just right now, really engaging and enjoying life more.
And I have to tell you, Benny's got another clip, and I'd like to play it as we go out to commercial. The reason I played that commercial is because I don't know if anyone really knows what it takes to launch a talk radio network. And, I didn't know either. And I've helped other people do that. I mean, some of the hosts on this station, as a matter of fact, they have, you know, I worked with them early on to help them because I believe in collaboration. And I've actually helped some folks that are not here anymore start their own network. But the timing was never right. And all of a sudden this year, the ease of how to do it, meaning I don't want to do the production. I love the Dr. Pat Show. That's my passion. But the vision is to reach millions of people across the globe. And so I did today, not knowing what you were going to talk about, but those clips, I stopped in the middle of a very busy day with a lot of deadlines to have a little fun. And you could tell the production of them is not great, and we'll actually come in and redo it. But for a couple of hours, right, I had to remove myself from the craziness of what the demands of what this looks like to have a little, what do you call it, levity, to have a little moment where I could be completely present with what we're creating. And so for me to be present, having that moment, you know, that little clip.
Perfect.
That was it.
Yeah.
And so I want to talk with you when we come back from break about being present, because we have so many different views of it, meditation, doing this, doing that. But it didn't get any more present than making these crazy, laughing, funny clips. So let's go to break. When we come back, we'll be talking with Dr. Friedemann Chow, what it means to dare to live to the fullest. What is it and what don't we do? But what has he suggested in terms of a blueprint for all of us? And how can we do it every day of our lives? Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. When was the last time you were flabbergasted? Well, I was the first time I cleaned with this cloth named E-Cloth. E-Cloth claims perfect cleaning with just water on all hard surfaces and no chemicals. I started with my windows, then stovetop, and then the refrigerator. I was totally flabbergasted on how well E-Cloth cleaned everything. And I did it without exposing my family to potential health-harmful chemical cleaners. Also with E-Cloth, there's no paper towels, chemicals to buy, so you'll save money. And they're guaranteed to thoroughly clean for years. As a Dr. Pat Show listener, you'll get 20% off everything you order and free shipping. Go to eCloth.com, and when checking out, enter Dr. Pat. That's eCloth.com, 20% off everything, free shipping. You'll never go back to cleaning any other way.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? Well, I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have. Cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Topperson, pain relief and healing cream. Topperson relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Topperson and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you're hurt. We want to help. We're so sure Topperson will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief with no side effects, ask for Topperson or call 1-800-959-1007. That's 1-800-959-1007. Topperson, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
How would you like increased health and vitality? Would you like relief from acute or chronic health issues? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? Would you like relief from allergy, weight, and digestive issues? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural technique. Whether you seek relief from health issues or desire to live at your optimum health and vitality, contact reflex analysis is a profound method which detects imbalances at a subclinical level. Restoring health issues before they arise while increasing vitality and longevity. Discover CRA.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Every day we're moving toward wellness or away from wellness. I'd like to be your partner in achieving your optimal health and well-being. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Once again, it's on. Yo, Janae, blow the horn, let the
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Dare to live to the fullest. What does it mean, living life to the fullest? Why don't we do it? Dr. Friedemann Schaub is joining us. I love how you share this story because, you know, so often I do talk about things that show up for me. And I love that you shared that, you know, in the passing of someone that you loved, it gave you an opportunity to reflect on your own life.
Right. And, you know, what I noticed is that I was definitely a poster child for a goal-getter, having, you know, just always some dreams that I brought to fruition, that I certainly manifested. And that's all wonderful. But again, it's the steps in between. And what I want to avoid for people to think about is, what are the big dreams, which we come hopefully in this show also to, or maybe in another show. But it's also about, you know, what is it about life? You know, just because you're breathing doesn't mean that you're alive. So there is a moment also of just stopping and saying, am I really awake? Am I really feeling life? And that's what we talked about in regards to, you know, being present, what you mentioned. And I think being present is like the fertile ground. You know, it's in some ways you cannot really plant a seed in a desert. You cannot plant a dream in a mind that is actually not really present, but it's somewhere living between, you know, in the future or in the past, but not really here. So those dreams don't ever come to fruition because they don't really have that fertile ground.
And, you know, it's interesting, and I want to talk about being in the present because we have a lot of different views about that, that being in the present for a lot of people means not doing anything. And what I shared with you is that for me, that moment of being in the present, that 2 hours or whatever it took for me to put these clips together, and I have to tell you, this is not my area of expertise. So in doing it, I had to download a certain software that Sony puts out. It's not even the software they use in the studio, and I had to mess with it and learn it. But there was a part about being present to do this that actually, once I got them done, it opened up more ideas. Mm-hmm. And so can you please tell us what being present means? Because I don't think we really have an understanding of that.
Well, one of my favorite tools to use to be present is actually a tool that everybody has. It's actually five tools, which are our five senses. Really coming to your senses, coming back to your senses is one of the gifts that we have as, you know, any creature, to really be present in the moment. And it's one of the hardest. You know, for example, smell. When was the last time you actually were aware of something, how it smells? Smell is one of the most powerful, actually, research says, the most powerful sense. And it links you right into your memory. So whatever you are smelling usually gets right captured by your subconscious and has a huge impact. But are we really aware of how something smells? Sometimes, you know, we overload our smell senses by, you know, having so much perfume on that we cannot smell anything else. But it's also that often we are just ignoring the smell sense. You know, there's one of my teachers once said, you know, you really need to like the smell of your partner in order to really know that this is the right person. And I think that's a very interesting way to look at it, to really
that is
have
very
that
interesting
extra sense that allows you to also say, you know, this is right, this feels right. Well, the other, you know, of course, the touch, it's another sense that we completely overlook. I mean, when I worked, you know, in a cardiology department, I often forgot that I actually was hungry, that I needed to go to the bathroom, and that my feet hurt. I mean, it was just an ongoing, you know, in the head, going to the next task, and I ignored completely my body. And I think a lot of people do that, and a lot of people I'm working with, I have to teach them to actually listen to the messages of their body and listen to what is actually my body telling me. Am I right now comfortable? How does that feel? And this really helps you tremendously to just increase your awareness, be more aware of what's going on. And, you know, unfortunately, in the last, you know, decades, we had the tendency to overload our senses, period. So, you know, a lot of people come home, turn on the TV, have the radio on and the computer at the same time, and basically use, you know, all this outside information to drown the senses so that they feel something or not feeling alone or whatever the reason is. But it's really not helping us to stay present. So what I really invite you to do, take a week, 5 days, pick a sense a day, and really just be aware of the input that the sense is getting. Start with the eyes, then the smell, then the ears, and really notice, listen, because go through your daily life and you may be surprised what you actually become aware of. And when you are aware of it, it has meaning to you. And that's what life is about, giving it meaning. If you're not aware of it, it doesn't have any meaning to you. So use your senses to make your life already more meaningful.
Well, you know, it's interesting you say that because, you know, we don't really take the time to be with any of those senses. And then including the sense that, you know, most people haven't been able to define, the sixth sense or other sense or, you know, the intuitive nature of who we are. What does being in the present really do to help us get in touch with answering the question, you know, are we daring to live life full out? Are we daring to do that? And then what do we do if we get an answer we don't like?
Well, you know,
don't we all, though, get that sometimes?
Well, I think, you know, in general, do we dare? Like you said, most people would probably, if they're honest, say, well, not completely. Or they would say, well, I haven't thought about it. But that doesn't mean that we don't have what it takes inside of us to really live life to the fullest. And, you know, we'll talk a little bit more about the fear and what blocks us, you know, underneath all of this. But, you know, we have to start just somewhere. And I think, you know, the best way to start is just to become aware of the life that we have right now. You know, there is just so much that we don't see in our life that, you know, we could, and that's another important, key to really be more present. There is so much in our life that we can appreciate, and we are not appreciating it. We are not looking at it. We are just moving on, cruising through it with 180 miles an hour and not really slowing down, which is another major key, just slowing down and taking a deep breath. I talk with so many people that have high power jobs that are really just, you know, stressed out of their wits. And what they notice when they really pay attention is that there's almost like a little, like a spinning device inside of them that starts in the morning. It's interesting. You really watch yourself in the morning. You're just coming out of the sleep and you feel like, it's not bad. And then it starts. And then by noon, you're just full on spinning. And the problem is we identify ourselves with the spinning and we are spinning through life until we are crashing in the evening and just can, you know, wedge out in front of the TV and then it starts again. So we have to stop the spinning. We have to be aware of, okay, am I now in control of the spinning or is the spinning in control of me? And that's basically what slowing down means. Interrupting the pattern. One of the major, major devices to change. You notice your spin and you stop. You just do the opposite. Like the Buddhists say, you know, when you're stressed out, don't do just something. Sit and breathe.
I want to ask you about this at this point, because here's the thing that I actually got a couple calls about this to talk with you about, not even knowing what we were going to talk about. But they wanted to talk about the emotional part, and it fits perfectly in this, because part of the spinning is to spinning about anger. I mean, here we are, we've got the headlines, or the pop culture headlines, so to speak, filled with the Mel Gibson thing and a whole bunch of that other stuff. Spinning, spinning, spinning. So how do we not respond? And part of the spinning is to all of a sudden lash out at a loved one or lash out at a boss or, I don't know. You know what I'm trying to say?
Right, absolutely.
And that is spinning as well or not?
Oh, it is. But I mean, I think it's a reaction to spinning. It's also a reaction to being overloaded. I mean, you know, when you see your mind, and it's not the brain. Let's see that the mind is encompassing your entire body. Every little cell has a mind of its own. Your cells are feeling, thinking, and reacting to every thought and feeling that you have. So we basically have a whole body mind. And if this whole body mind is filled with information, with stress, with spinning, there's no other thing to do than to deflect and lash out when we feel like, okay, this is too much. It's going to just, you know, make me crack, make me break down. And that's where this anger often comes from. I mean, it's a defense mechanism, which, you know, is a survival mechanism. And the problem is that we are with anger, of course, and that's a whole nother topic, but with anger, we are not really releasing anything. What we are doing is just putting more fuel onto the emotion if we are not really conscious about the anger. So I think anger is a very powerful emotion, but it's also one of the most dangerous ones, and we have to really learn how to deal with it. But it all comes with, you know, how strong is your foundation of being in the present moment. Because if you are present and if you are finding that foundation, what we just talked about, slowing down, being aware, and also appreciating, the likelihood for you to actually have all this emotional spinning and spinning out of control is way lower.
You know, you talked about something that I don't want to just blow by, and that you use the term appreciating. A lot of people talk about gratitude, but I really do want to talk about appreciating because I don't know that they're the same. I mean, I don't know. Let's have a conversation. Because appreciating is, it's such a beautiful word. It really is.
Yeah.
It is really a beautiful word. And I want to ask you what you just meant when you said take the time to appreciate.
Well, I think gratitude, and again, this can be semantics, but there is something
could
about,
be semantics.
There is something about gratitude that feels like almost that you're the powerless receiver who is grateful for,
right.
Thank you very much for getting this. And appreciating is much more open. It's just like, it's like a big embrace. It's the hug for whatever you see. And that is a giving back as well. You know, as somebody who is grateful, you're mainly actually receiving. And, you know, there is a humility with it, which I enjoy. But appreciating is an active giving back of the energy of appreciation. And I think it feeds whatever you are appreciating.
Yeah. It's like I'm grateful for this, that, and the other thing in my life, but it doesn't stop. I mean, with gratitude, and maybe it's semantics or not, but I really have a different feeling like you. That's about, oh, I'm grateful for, you know, this. But when I say I so appreciate Dr. Friedemann Chow, everything he does, what he brings to the show, who he is, his commitment to help people, it's a very different feeling. And I have to tell you, I do appreciate you.
Thank you. Let's
take a short break. When we come back, we'll be talking about how to create balance, but at the same time, yeah, you got to get out of that comfort zone. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
For pet parents who value quality natural nutrition, Wellness Natural Food for Dogs and Cats offers an ideal nutritional balance of carefully chosen, authentic ingredients in every recipe they make. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose, never any empty calories. You can trust the quality of all the ingredients in Wellness, from their source to your pet's bowl. To learn more about the difference Wellness pet foods can make, and to locate a pet specialty retailer near you, go to wellnesspetfood.com.
Did you know that there's a direct link between smoking and back pain? This is Dr. Bonnie Verhunts, here to share some information about smoking. Tobacco smoke contains over 4,000 chemicals, including nicotine and carbon monoxide. These chemicals constrict arteries and interfere with blood circulation, which results in oxygen and other nutrients not being properly circulated. The nerves in the spine then become weak and brittle. The good news is that once you quit smoking, proper blood flow returns. Regular chiropractic adjustments ensure that blood flow and nutrients are properly flowing to your spine and organs. For tips on how to quit smoking and how chiropractic can help, visit our website at vitalitychiropractic.com or call 206-824-5521 and be sure to listen to me, Dr. Bonnie Verhunts, on the Dr. Pat Show the second Tuesday at 10 o'clock of every month.
Now is the perfect time to learn Tai Chi and Qigong. These ancient Chinese healing arts, also called mind-body practice, are simple to learn, clinically proven to be effective, and can be practiced by anyone, anywhere, at any time. For 10 years, the Institute of Integral Qigong and Tai Chi has been a respected leader in mind-body practice training. Visit IIQTC.org. Empower yourself, empower others. Visit IIQTC.org for more information on Mind Body Practice. IIQTC.org.
Are you ready for a joyful and successful realty experience? Today's real estate market is challenging, complex, and constantly changing, and is one of the best times in years to buy or sell a home. But you'll need to find the right person to help you on your journey, one who understands the opportunities and will make this the best experience of your life. Kathy Staup is just that person, an experienced real estate agent who knows the pitfalls, can spot the red flags, and guide you to a successful, positive purchase or sale. Kathy Staup can spot the real deals, saving you time chasing a listing only to find it's not available. Known as the Positive Real Estate Agent, Kathy will make your next sale or purchase easy, fun, and successful. Start this journey with positive energy. Call Kathy at 206-276-1070. That's 206-276-1070. Or visit PositivePathHome.com. PositivePathHome.com for the most positive realty experience of your life.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. Dr. Friedemann Schaub is joining us here today. And I want to make sure that you all know that if you've got comments or questions for the show today and want to get some help from him as well, we have opened up the phone lines, 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. But I also want to let all of you know that if you would like to have a free consultation with Dr. Schaub and to find out how the Personal Breakthrough and Empowerment Program can help you to overcome these challenges, reach your goals, and live life to the fullest, you can call him and he will schedule you for this free consultation. The number to call is 866-903-6463. Another way to remember that is 866-903-MIND, M-I-N-D. So 866-903-MIND. Or give him, send him an email at info@cellularwisdom.com. Now, his website is cellularwisdom.com, and I would recommend that you go check that out because he has a number of events that he does. He has a number of workshops that he does, and so that's going to be the best way for you to be on top of it. But we are taking your calls right now if you want to connect with us and join in on this conversation, but more importantly, if you want to get some help from him today. Thank you for joining us here today. This is really a perfect topic for today in so many ways.
Not only for today, yes.
For every day.
Exactly.
So we talked about being present. I think that there's a couple of things that confuse people. This idea of creating balance. I get asked a lot, you don't have balance in your life. You're like working and you're doing this and you don't have it. I have to tell you that I don't know that I fully understand balance, because if I'm doing what I love, it would be the same as if some people love to go to the movies and they go to the movies. And
right.
But yet I know what I love and I feel present doing it and everything comes in place. But to the people on the outside, they think I'm a little crazy.
Well, you know, and I think balance is, it's so interesting because it's not one scale that you're using to be in balance. And if you use the image of a scale, you know, want to just think about, okay, let's think about, for example, how many hours a day am I really focused and serious, and how many hours a day am I just laughing and having fun? That could be, you know, for you to see, am I really imbalanced? Am I too much in my head and too little in my body? Or am I giving a lot of energy? Even if what you're doing is enjoyable, like what you do is certainly something that is, you know, you're passionate about, this is something that really feeds you, but you're also giving energy out.
I know.
Where does the energy come back in?
Right, that's a good question. Where?
And there is the energy balance, you know. So use different scales to find out if you're in balance or not. So what I invite you to do is, and I do this often with clients, that, you know, really live in the obligation world. So it's a big O. So they write down, you know, okay, I feel obliged to drive my kids to school, to bring them to soccer practice, all those kind of things that they feel they do just naturally as a routine. But if they're really honest to each other, it's an obligation and it's draining them. And then I let them really, you know, do a one-to-scale scan of their life. Where does your energy go there? Is it going out or is it coming back?
Mm.
And they are absolutely blown away to see that it's a 90-10 proposition often, where they, especially,
oh, I know.
I mean, women and men both.
Yeah.
We are giving so much and receiving so little.
Mm.
Now, the crux of it is, it's not that we actually only receiving little. The problem is we believe we can't allow ourselves to receive more. This is where the permission comes in. So, you know, talking to a client recently, and she said, you know, I give a lot, and then I have sometimes time, but I'm not allowing myself just to sit down and read a magazine. I think then, oh, I should, you know, reorganize the closet, or I should, you know, clean the window. So there is this should feeling inside that I think it's a cultural thing, too.
You know what the best thing I ever did was?
What?
I met Vicky, who cleans my place. But that was hard. I mean, honestly, I come from, I don't know if you know anything about, like, the Italian culture that I grew up in.
Mm-hmm. It's not the Italian culture in Italy, though, right? It's a different Italian culture.
No, I think it's pretty close, mm-hmm. because I think, you know, both work together. But I think there are different degrees. When my grandma and grandpa, when you went to their home, you could eat off the floor.
Mm.
Okay? You really could. I mean, and there's a tradition in Italy where you actually don't use plates to eat pasta. And so we grew up with this idea of cleaning. So the breakthrough for me was actually letting somebody else clean
my
place.
Right.
Right.
Which, you know, from your upbringing may have been frivolous or indulgent or, you know, just not okay.
All of that. And actually, we actually have somebody that has called in.
Okay.
That wants to chat with you. Stacy, I believe, has done that. So this would be a good time to bring her on. What do you think?
All right. Perfect.
Okay, cool. Hey, Stacy, welcome to the show.
Hi, Dr. Pat. Thank you for having me.
It's great to have
you. Hi, Friedemann.
Hi, Stacy. How are you?
I'm great. I just wanted to call in and say thank you for all of the wonderful guidance that you have guided me in the opportunities that I've had to work with you. Thank you.
Thank you for calling in and sharing this. Now, do you feel you live your life to the fullest?
I'm getting close. I'm getting there.
Now, I think you are also an excellent example of somebody who actually has really step-by-step inched herself closer to really live her dream and move from survival to thrival. Wouldn't you agree with that?
Yes, I would, Friedemann. Thank you.
And I think that's, you know, Stacy is actually somebody who's opening her own healing practice. And what's amazing about Stacy is that she is really a person who has all these amazing healing gifts and now has a passion and the trust in herself to share them. And I wish you just all the best for this. And I know you're going to be an amazing force for people to change their lives as well. So thank you.
Hey, Stacy, can I ask you a question?
Yes, Dr. Pat.
Thank you for calling in today. Really appreciate it. What was it about working with Dr. Friedemann that was so powerful in helping you change the direction of your life and really live life full out? What was it in the work that he does and how he works, how he worked with you, so to speak?
His gift of grace in helping me to get past the heavy weighted chains of a lifetime and you know, other lifetimes of anxiety, including the anxiety that I carried from my family. So I don't know what the one, I couldn't say one thing, but I will say that Friedemann's grace and compassion and knowledge helped me step out of myself and have the courage to keep going.
I love that. Thank you, Stacy, for joining us today. Really, really, really appreciate you calling in. And, boy, it's so great that you are on the path to living life to the fullest. It's an amazing journey. And, boy, we support you in doing that. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you, Dr. Pat.
You bet. A great testimonial, but also there are folks that really do want to live life to the fullest. I honestly have not met many people that have not.
Right.
And you know, there was a point in my life where I would say that I wouldn't because I didn't think it was possible. Really, when I go back early on in my life, the early 20s, 30s or something like that, I would never say I want to live life full out. I have a dream. I want to live my dream. But I did.
Right.
I really did. But I couldn't admit it.
Yeah.
So what damage do we do to ourselves by doing what I did earlier in my life, by saying, oh, no, I know, I just don't want any more than what I got right now?
Well, tremendous damage. And, you know, and I think that's where the deep-seated limiting beliefs come in. And, you know, think about how the generation of our parents grew up. I mean, many grew up in the Depression. Many grew up, you know, like in my case, post-Second World War, and lost everything, had to start new. So there is a survivor mentality that is not about, you know, what dreams do you have? It's like, okay, do you have enough food on the table? And these are very strong beliefs that they had, and they have been passed on to us. And we have those beliefs, and they are not necessarily the beliefs that right now are necessary for us to have, or beliefs that really are getting us closer to live life to the fullest. But they're deeply seated, deeply rooted. You know, like Stacy said, they're anxieties that are not making sense, but it's there. And we cannot just talk ourselves out of anxiety. We cannot just see it as a mechanical little device, our mind that says, oh, you know, I'm just going to use this lever and it's going to be all fine. We have to really understand more deeply, how does it work? What is anxiety really about? And how can we change it on a very, very deep cellular subconscious level? That's where you may need help. You know, there are a lot of things you can do on your own. There are a lot of books that are out there. There are a lot of help there that I think will really get you started. But if you feel that there is something that is really so deep inside that you don't even believe that you deserve to have a full life, that you don't even feel like that you can dare to dream, then you may need help, and you may need to really address something that goes beyond the logical understanding and goes really way down to your subconscious.
Yeah, and I definitely discovered that. We have Martha, actually, when we come back from break, she wants to join in. Martha from one of the most beautiful places in California is calling in. Dr. Friedemann Schaub, everyone, for more information about him, go to cellularwisdom.com. For more information about the Dr. Pat Show, go to drpatlive.com. Sign up for the newsletter. We've got lots of really juicy things happening on the show. We want you to be part of it. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Gonna go to the place that's the best. When I lay me down to die, going up to the spirit.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? Well, I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have. Cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Toprasin, pain relief and healing cream. Toprasin relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Toprasin and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you're hurt. We want to help. We're so sure Toprasin will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief with no side effects, ask for Toprasin or call 1-800-959-1007. That's 1-800-959-1007. Toprasin, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
Hi, this is Anna Luque, author of The Yogurt Diet. Based on scientific research, this lifestyle has been carefully formulated to promote weight loss and boost the immune system. The yogurt diet will help you achieve overall balance and radiant health, even if you suffer from lactose and gluten intolerance, yeast infections, digestive problems, and more. Consuming yogurt daily is an excellent way to optimum health and ideal weight, and the yogurt I recommend is Greek Gods Greek Yogurt. So thick and creamy. Greek Gods yogurt is simply yogurtlicious. Greek Gods yogurt is full of probiotic bacteria, good for overall health. And it's made with all natural ingredients in the same tradition yogurt has been made in Greece for centuries.
Try the Greek Gods popular honey yogurt or the tangy yet subtly sweet pomegranate. Don't forget to try the new Greek Gods kefir cheese spread. Great for dips or as a healthy substitute for sour cream. Be happy. Go Greek. Experience the myth.
Do you want to prosper by using good timing to work in harmony with the universe? Each year, show host Madeline Gerwick provides a new good timing guide so you can know the best times for all your important activities. To order the new 2011 good timing guide, just go to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And click on the Polaris store or call 877-524-8255. 800-800-8300 to get your 2011 Good Timing Guide today.
Going up to the spirit in the sky.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. And Dr. Friedemann Schaub is joining us here today. Go to cellularwisdom.com. Now, before we get Martha on the phone, could you make an announcement about the teleseminar you're doing?
Yeah, actually, it's a very exciting teleseminar, and I can't even believe that I'm doing it, which is so exciting because it's a very, very special offer. And some of you may know that it was a part of the Inner Healing Compass series. It's a teleseminar series. And as a part of that, I'm offering a two-evening teleseminar, October 7th and 14th, on breaking through emotional blocks, breaking through fear and anxiety. Each evening will be about an hour and a half long. And there is a very special offer for that evening, which includes the entire self-hypnosis CD series that I have. All you need to do is actually send us an email at info@cellularwisdom.com. That's cellular wisdom in one word. And you receive the information. You can look at it and then, you know, also can sign up. So send us an email and you may participate in a really exciting evening that already gets you in touch with those deep-seated and deep-rooted fears and anxieties and help you to overcome them.
Yeah, perfect, because we really do want to live life full out, don't we? And believe me, I'm going to play that clip because we're going to talk about, you know, getting out of the comfort zone. But let's bring Martha on.
Yes.
Martha, welcome to the show. Thanks for calling us in from, you know, one of my favorite places in California, okay?
Hi, Dr. Pat, and hi, Dr. Friedemann. How are you both?
Excellent.
Excellent. It's great that you call in. How are you?
I'm fabulous. I am a couple of feet away from the marina out the window, and I just want everybody to know in Dr. Pat's audience that I refer to Dr. Friedemann as the man who kept my dreams alive.
Oh, wow.
And what was your dream?
Well, I used to live in California, and after quite a series of unfortunate circumstances and events, I moved back to the other coast to be closer to my family and my friends, and on that coast, and it was a very big change for me, and I suffered major losses in my life, including the loss of my husband, who took his own life, losing my home, losing my favorite neighborhood in the world, a big job overtime, my lifestyle. So it was a lot of losses at once. And for a while there, I really didn't think about my dream. I was a single parent and a mother. My son was in high school. And it was all about him. And then gradually, with time, I started to pull the pieces of my life together, and I just knew instinctively that I wanted to feel good. And I tried 101 ways to heal myself, including different therapists, everything from color therapy to shamanism to yoga, you know, color therapy, you name it. I just wanted to feel good. Eventually, I found out about Dr. Friedemann through a newsletter on, it was about negative beliefs and what could be blocking us from keeping our dreams and living our best life. And it spoke to me, and I had the courage to call him, and I work with him, I believe, for about a year and a half, and we still have you know, check-in calls, including one yesterday.
Tune-ups. We need the tune-up.
Exactly.
Yeah. But you know what he really you know, my family obviously loves me very much, and they liked me on the other coast. And what I learned from my work with Dr. Friedemann was that there are some places on the face of this earth that we just have better energy and we feel good. And I had, you know, talked to him about this dream, and he basically helped me to validate it. The most important thing that I've learned from trying, again, to move towards feeling good and to unblock myself is I truly believe that it is the subconscious which holds us back.
Right.
And through the work with Dr. Friedman, it was identifying the dream, empowering me to believe over time that the dream was possible. What were the action steps? But when I look back at it, he has an amazing technique where he takes, at the end of the session, he creates a affirmation CD that involves hypnosis and is designed specifically for you. And when I look back at my change, my process of change, it really was the tapes, because while it's fabulous to have him, I work with him on the phone, obviously, because he's in Seattle and I was in northern New Jersey. But I would listen, so I couldn't get him all the time, obviously.
Right.
If I could
talk
to him every day, I would.
Right.
But I had the CDs of the session, and the sessions were affirmations and inspiration, and basically, you know, kept the dream alive by listening to it. And if I was anxious or fearful and couldn't sleep at night, I'd put the CD on, which was about 30 minutes or 45 minutes long, and it would comfort me. And again, I'd go to sleep with these positive affirmations reminding me that, you know, I can dream, I have a right to dream, and I have a right to do everything I can to make my dream come true, because if we don't have them, what's life all about, really?
Exactly.
And I think that's one of those things, Marta, that, you know, you experienced, that there was so much grief and anxiety and also darkness that you dealt with, that even when you tried affirmations or positive beliefs before, they didn't really sink in. They didn't penetrate through this subconscious baggage. So we had to clean the baggage out first to really have you embrace and be able to take on those beliefs and feel them. You know, it's, we can have a lot of affirmations, but if we don't feel them, they have no meaning to us. Now, one thing that you told me yesterday, Marta, which I really loved, is that a lot of people call you not only the bravest woman they know, but also the happiest woman they know.
Wow.
That these may be the same people that also said, you're crazy, you can't do this, how can you move and, you know, leave everything behind. So there's also something that you just, despite other people trying to maybe hold you back, you did it anyhow, and now look what you know, what you have created.
Yes, and there's one other note, and that you taught me, and that was it was great to have an unbiased person supporting and championing my dream, because
yes,
I know that my family loves me so much.
Yes.
My mother's, everybody's, they, you know, they're fabulous. But the truth is that a lot of our friends and our family have their own agenda, and they have their own fears and their
yes.
own concerns.
That is a great point, Martha.
And so that's really important to sometimes be able to listen from somebody who doesn't have an agenda and really,
yes.
you know, and you know that being German, I'm very honest and direct to you. So I certainly also nudged you when I noticed that you were going off track or off in some direction that, you know, didn't really help you to fulfill your dream. And that's another thing that I appreciate about you and also the clients I'm working with, that they're willing to listen and willing to embrace that and willing to do whatever they need to do. So again, I'm really happy, and congratulations for making your dream come true and, you know, continuing on your path.
Thank you. Well, the one thing about dreams is this one has manifested, and I am so grateful. And I do have a gratitude journal that I write in, and, you know, first thing that I write in it is I'm so happy that I live steps away from the ocean. I mean, it just makes me feel good. You know, the energy here is great. But the one thing about now that I've manifested this dream, it's like, okay, now I'm moving on to my career dreams and my work financial dreams and my romantic dreams, and I just think it's important for everyone to have them.
Mm.
Right.
Thank you, Martha. Thank you for calling into the show. And please let us know. Please, you can send me an email when you're planning to have a Dr. Friedman Child get together down there on the beach. Believe me, I will make the guacamole, okay?
You're absolutely, absolutely welcome. You're absolutely welcome. And I don't know if this is appropriate, but I know I'm an author. Can I do a mini plug for my book?
Yeah, go ahead, and your website.
Okay. If you are someone out there in the audience that has a dream of being on TV or in media,
yeah,
you can go to my go to Amazon and type in Starring You, which is my book about how to use the power of TV and media to launch.
Okay, I'm going to do something better. I'm going to get your information, and I want to bring you on the show to do an interview.
Oh, that would be great.
That's what I want to do. Thank you, because that's part of what Dr. Friedman Schaub's work is about. Go to cellularwisdom.com, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us here today. I love this topic and question. We'll see you next time on the Dr. Pat Show.